Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about historically black colleges and universities. Of course, there is the HBCU Alliance Soiree. It's coming up a week from tonight. I'm going to be the MC. It's going to be a fantastic evening celebrating the contributions, the history, the impact of historically black colleges and universities. Of course, in studio, I have Sam Washington, co-founder of the D.C. Metro HBCU Alumni Alliance, and Stacey Burnett. She's senior director of government and regulatory affairs for D.C. and Prince George's County Comcast Cable. Lines are still open if you have a comment or question. If you want to talk about your HBCU experience, you can give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Jamie calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Jamie. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold. Hi, Sam. And
Jamie.
I just want to say that I think it's great that the HBCU Alliance is thinking of out-of-the-box ways to support our schools by partnering with companies like Xfinity and other community partners. Sometimes the old-fashioned way of getting groups together with happy hours and cookouts and fish fries doesn't always get the job done. So thinking of big events that you can do to celebrate our community, invite everyone, is really outstanding. So I'm looking forward to attending the event next week.
Well, thank you so much, Jamie. I appreciate it. Sam, you wanted to say something also.
Well, Jamie is the president of the D.C. Metro HBCU Alliance.
She's humble. She gave all of that information and never said that.
As well as the co-founder, Jamie and I put the alliance together. So Jamie is a Hampton alum.
Okay. So I was going to say she didn't give her school a shout out either.
I just wanted to get straight to the Xfinity and you know, doing big things that we're thinking big and welcoming those that want to support us out there.
Well, while I have you on the line, Jamie, why did you go to Hampton?
I went there. My brother went there. My father went to Virginia State, but I went to visit him when I was in middle school, and it just hit me. I said, I have to be here. I saw all the beautiful people, all the camaraderie, all the friendship, all the success, and all the beauty, and I said, this is where I want to be. So it became home for me, and I am Hamptonian in my blood through and through.
Wonderful. Jamie, thank you so much for sharing with me. Sam, you want to say?
Yeah, Harold, I think, and I just don't want to, for us to shorten this, the significance of this event and what Xfinity is doing to make this event successful for all HBCU alumni in the D.C. area. But we also want to invite our friends, our family members, our relatives, whoever supports HBCUs. I just want to address that. But I want alumni who's listening, if you went to an HBCU, you must be at this event. It's going to be fantastic. It's historic. Never been done before. No one never done this. And for a company like Xfinity to take this on, it's significant in itself. And so I really want to stress that to all alum. Please go to DCHBCU.org tonight, this weekend, and purchase your ticket. All contributions from this event goes back to our local alumni chapters. And I really want to stress that. And I can't thank Xfinity enough. I cannot thank them enough. Because many times we say corporation does not want to support the African American community. Mm-hmm. But this company came. When we call, they came.
Mm-hmm. And to the point when you were talking about, the proceeds going back to the various alumni associations, which again, trickles down to scholarships. And I don't think that we can say enough. I've spoken to, Howard University's president. I've spoken to the president of Morgan because we work out at the same gym together. And one of the things that they do express concern about is that they want alumni members to contribute. The reality is that we are talking about African-American students. Not all of them have the resources. And college is expensive for everyone. And, some of our students come from challenging communities, and they just not only want to go to school, but they want to stay in school. And, you know, we kind of joked about that, you know, that 5-year plan, Stacey, but, you know, it's tenuous for a lot of these young people, not year to year, but month to month, semester to semester.
It is. Can I jump in here?
Please do.
It's so important that organizations like the HBCU Alumni Alliance, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, others have these scholarships available for students who need support while they're pursuing their college goals. They want to graduate. People don't go to school because they just want to go. They want to graduate. And so it's so important that we support these organizations who offer scholarships. It's also important for adults, whether you've gone to an HBCU or not, that you mentor these children who are in school. Give them guidance, you know, give them guidance on how to study. Help them understand the importance of networking while you're in college. I know all of you have friends who are super successful, and you're good friends with them. That's like your boy, but he's some big muckety muck at a big corporation. So networking while you're in school is super important. It's the money, it's the guidance, and the encouragement. If you don't want to give money to one of these organizations like the HBCU Alliance, people have issues with giving money back to their schools. I don't understand it, but, you know, I respect it. That's how you want to be. Well, then you need to encourage some children. Go to school and go to a black school if that is consistent with your personality. It's a certain personality that's attracted to these historically black colleges and universities. And these students do well. Once they get there, they meet people, they graduate, and they go out and do amazing things in the community and in the world. And so I'm happy that I work for a company, because it all boils down to this, too. Once you get out and you start working, mm-hmm. you want to work at a company that supports the fact that you are unique. You are African American. You like Jay-Z. You like these different things. You want to work for a company or start your own company. I agree with that, too. But I want to put in this plug for Comcast because it's super important. My company was recently inducted into the $1 Billion Roundtable. And the $1 Billion Roundtable is a prestigious corporate advocacy organization that celebrates companies that achieve spending at least $1 billion with minority-owned and women-owned suppliers. Mm-hmm. So that means my company is making millionaires out of people. And that's very important. So we want people to become contractors and start their own businesses and get big contracts with corporations, corporations that see the value in diversity. And so we're happy to support the HBCU Alumni Alliance, and I hope everyone that's listening to all of us understands the importance of giving to others and mentoring these children who are at HBCUs.
Well said, Stacey. Well said, Sam.
Harold, one of the our community initiative program is our higher education initiative that we, in conjunction with Kaiser Permanente. This program is ran by HBCU alumni who's currently working in the STEM field. Mm-hmm. We have a STEM workshop the last Saturday in April of every year that we are mentoring kids who have an interest in STEM. We have alums who are doctors, who are engineers, who are scientists, run this workshop. They are receiving hands-on experience. There is no other program in the country like the program that the HBCU Alumni Alliance has. And so it's a fantastic. So not only that we support our institutions, but also we are giving it back to our community. Another one of our programs that we have is our health and wellness initiative. Every year, we have a big health fair in conjunction with our HBCU 5K run, 2K walk with Kaiser Permanente. We provide free health screenings. We do all kinds of medical education, our health education sort of a programs initiative. We also have a hunger initiative program where we volunteer at different shelters, community centers, providing we have a food drive. Those kinds of things. So HBCU alums from all 51 schools that are member of the Alliance, we're making contribution back to our community. And I just wanted to put emphasis on that because I think that's important for our listeners to know.
And certainly that, again, that really is, you know, part of the purpose of HBCUs, not just to educate our African-American community, but to give us an opportunity to give back, not only while we're in school, but after we are, after we graduate, and certainly for, you know, people like Stacy, yourself, and even me.
Right.
When we look back and we give back, and sometimes it's just a word, sometimes it's just a phone call, or sometimes it may be a lifelong mentoring situation because, you know, as a parent and as you know, right. You know, when we see some of these young people, we kind of inject our own little parenting. And if it comes from that HBCU perspective, certainly all the better. I want to thank both you, Stacy Burnett, as well as Sam Washington for coming in and sharing with us. Don't forget, of course, the HBCU Alumni Alliance. It's next Friday, and it's right here in Washington. It's at the Women's
National Museum of Women in the Arts, featuring Midnight Star. So
oh,
get
yeah.
your tickets.
We're gonna
and
have a
also
good time,
DJ Lenny C.
We're gonna have a good time too. I'll be there. And if you want more information, of course, you can find it online, dchbcu.org. And of course, that information will be on whur.com. Sam, Stacy, thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
Thanks much, Harry.
See you next week.
Absolutely.
Xfinity.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 for this Friday, September 1st. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler, and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful and safe Labor Day weekend.
The Howard University Radio Network is